In part of Central Africa, government officials are trying to figure out whether it's safe enough for thousands of residents to go back home. This was what Mount Nyiragongo looked like last weekend when it erupted for the first time in 19 years. The volcano is located in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, near that country's border with Rwanda, and about 8,000 people crossed that border after the eruption began on Saturday. Some of them have gone back home since, but the Norwegian Refugee Council estimates that 600 homes have been destroyed, along with 5 schools, and officials say they've recorded at least 15 deaths related to the eruption. Goma is the nearest major city to the volcano. The United Nations estimates that 670,000 people live there, and many of them spent the night outside after the eruption started. The British Embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo said on Saturday that the eruption didn't threaten the city itself, but lava from Mount Nyiragongo did reach Goma's outskirts before it stopped flowing on Sunday. The mountain is one of the most active and dangerous volcanoes in the world. Its last major eruption was in 2002. At that time, it killed 250 people and left thousands homeless. And some experts say its activity over the past 5 years was similar to its activity before the 2002 eruption. Right now, the priority for government officials is building shelters for those who've lost their homes. The Democratic Republic of Congo says the volcano continues to rumble.